which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tuwebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Era noona kulwali onalwalu tuwadde.
And still is giving us this day.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Alutuwadde.
He's given it to us.
Tugenda kwongera okutuukiriza obutuukirivu bwonna.
We are going to move on, fulfill all righteousness.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus. When he went to John the Baptist to baptize him in the Matthew chapter
3
starting from verse 10,
Yokana yali agaana okubatiza Mukama waffe Yesu.
John was trying to deter from baptizing the Lord Jesus, not in refusing of madness,
but
in refusing that he was honoring the one who had come to be baptized. But though he honored him, he told him, when it comes to fulfilling all righteousness, all who are honored demand to do that. And he told him, even though I am honored, but it is required of us to fulfill all righteousness, all the righteousness. Now, even though our Lord Jesus is great, and John the Baptist realized he was speaking with the great one, and he wanted to fear to baptize him, but he told him, if it comes to things of righteousness, all the great will be the ones to lead in fulfilling all righteousness.
We
told them it's owed us fulfill all righteousness. Now we want to move on and cleanse ourselves in the word of God, as
he
speaks in Ephesians 5, that our Lord sprinkled and cleansed us with water through the word. And at the same time, we also have our function to move on, pray for them, be in the holy family and the holy marriage. We are going to do those two works of righteousness. Praise Jesus so much. And this is the word is spoken, Joel saying, to sanctify the gathering.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, sanctifying a gathering is a broad word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In a time we cleanse ourselves in the word, those told us to do under the sun, we were commanded their righteousness, how we are meant to do them.
Abagore baffe bapeya biri.
Now we have our two couples.
Tugenda kuba tubasabira bagende mu bufumbo obutukuvu ne family entukuvu.
Pray for them to go in the holy marriage and the holy family.
Oluvannyuma lwa service yaffe y'okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga.
After our service of the call of the nation.
Tusookera mu kuyitibwa kw'eggwanga.
We first handling the call of the nation.
Tujja kukyusa mu katini bwetu.
We shall change a little.
Nga tuyingidde mu mukolo.
And we shift into the occasion.
Naye byonna by'ebyobutuukirivu.
But all those are of righteousness.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Program bagikula zao.
Our program is displayed on the projector.
Njagala obere musali mukwato obudde.
I want you to be chief in the handling of time.
Obudde obutugenda bukozesa bulungi.
We are going to use that time very well.
Niwankubadde ndabanga twaliyaza manyiza dda eddakiika asatu.
Even though I see that we have left behind 30 minutes. But I request all the rest of the time to move on well.
Program you're
not to pass through it because of time. You're going to read it yourself there. And you prepare yourself. And you have to keep time. There is no time to waste. The program is displayed on the projector screen.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's arise on our feet. We glorify the Father together with the Son and the Holy Spirit, and we move on, give him the first place in our hearts, even in our presence in the entire world. Father Almighty, glorify you, give you glory and honor. Thank you for the good moment you've added us, because Lord, the faithful one, Bible says 2 Peter 3:8-10,
but
you not slack to bring the hands, just as the other thing, but you've been bearing and patient, and you don't want each one of us that any gets destroyed.
And
that is why it's caused you buy us time like this, that we move on and line ourselves. Oh God Almighty, it's not you making a loss. If the judgment comes, but the loss is on to us, we not aligned ourselves. That's why I give you glory and honor, even your word, the Lord Jesus. The Bible speaks of him in the Romans 8, starting from verse 34.
It
is on your right hand,
one
intercede for the saints. One of what intercedes, O Lord, it's the time
to
add us the time, Lord. You two has not been bad, Lord.
Don't
give us time as church. You've not given it in us in vain.
You've
given us time, align ourselves. We two, one move, use the time well. Say what the Spirit says. Based on Ecclesiastes 3, everything has certain times.
You
want to do everything in its time. And Lord God, for you told us,
blessing
in Matthew 24, verse 44 to down.
Say,
who is the faithful servant whom you will find?
He
gives the brethren food in its time. Lord, we want to keep that time, but we can't by our own.
Bible
says, the Bible says, Romans 8:26-28, we cannot by our own, but the Holy Spirit bears our weakness,
for
he prays that the will is, for he leads the children of God. Now we ask you, faithful God, that you move the Holy Spirit, release him, come be us, for we are temples of your Spirit, Lord. Ask
him,
leads us as a
choke
place, as
written
in Romans 8:14-16.
Those led by the Spirit of God,
they are the children of God.
We ask him in the
fullness, as the led apostles,
Chapter 2, verse 3, and 4.
We are to help the Lord. 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 We Amen. You can sit down.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus so much. We want to be moving on. With the call on our nation, on behalf of all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
starting the past Sundays behind.
When
we had begun to start the way of preparing ourselves. To see the way we can fulfill this call. And God sent us to study the book of Numbers. God has brought the book of Numbers to the nation of Uganda. As it was in the nation of Israel. To once again prepare all the nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We have been asking ourselves. Showing that we meant to start immediately. Starting from 2016. God stopped me from moving. We are moving in different districts. In the different places. In
the
ministration of the call of the nation. Together with the journey of heaven. And revealing schemes of Satan. And things like those. Stopped us, told us, make a base. Where we are to base gather those nations and where we shall be found. That word moved headed on now to 2 years and we prepare on the base and we too move on to prepare ourselves. But sometime back their brethren from Busoga they requested us go there but I told God told me I shouldn't move and these ones want us go there. I wanted to ask him. He told me I'm not to answer neither in a dream or the vision. But I'm going to send someone here. I said, who is the pastor?
He
said, you shouldn't know the pastor. But I'm going to send him. But not many days back, like 2 days. One man made a phone call to me.
He's
ever had me at the prayer mountain.
This
which been running the call of the nation.
Part
of me in 2015. God sent him here and was here yesterday. He made a phone call looking for me. In him looking for me. He too he had begun things of the call of the nation. But God told him. Go to Zana. Go meet that apostle. Tell him there is no more time. That he goes back.
On
to the world to tell them all things. And he told him, it's not you going to be doing it. Go look where apostle is. Tell him that word. And tell him that I've put their people to do different works. What surprises most
is
someone God told to make a television. He too told him to him. Even his names.
Yes, you ever
praise
were.
Jesus so much.
Namubulira binji ebiri kumutume Mulinde
yadukanya much, which is an apostle Mulinde who ran the call of the nation.
Namugamba nti tulino okukiriza.
He told him we must believe.
Bakitaffe batugoberere kuluno.
Our forefathers to follow us this time.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Our spiritual forefathers who moved ahead of us in salvation. We will not call them our spiritual fathers. But I say those who moved ahead of us in the gospel of salvation told him not to fear, let's believe that we stand. Those to follow us on the forefathers, they will follow. Those to fall will fall.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, in all of us, each one of you
were
called with a distinctive work.
And
each one of you, God commanded you to work in the quickest time. He said, use everything you have. We'll come that man here in the next week. He will speak unto us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He thought he was the one going to run this call, and be heading it as a person. But they told him, go back, look for apostle. Look for,
there,
I've already prepared all people there.
I
don't know whether you, God has prepared you as a
speaker.
Always prepared you, you prepare yourself.
But
we want to move on. We're seeing the preparation. How we prepare ourselves to fulfill this call of the nation. And in this time, we started the book of Numbers. The book of the numbers of God in the nation of Uganda in the era of Eddie, as it was in the nation of Israel in the eras of BC. The book to prepare all nations that they will be found in order to be taken by the Lord Jesus. Now it's the way as a nation we prepare for the coming of Jesus, and we prepare all nations. But we showed you the register, which is going to be filled. And you yourself, you feel it. We first knew the reason why we started the book of Numbers, that we learn to count our days. Then we shall hold the wise heart. And we discovered God moves under seasons and times. Praise Jesus so much. That's why there is a date, that you know the seasons and times, that you don't waste your time without a reason. The book of Numbers, most important reason in it, it shows us God is of order and is of seasons and times. And we too, it's meant to prepare us, that we appear with him, then we work with him.
Now,
the issues we saw or we meant to see, we have to see our seasons of salvation or seasons of entering ministry. We saw that reason, we finished it. We began to see the second reason. Everyone is to discover their gift or spiritual gift, where you will best to be ministering. And we move on with that part. After that, we shall see the third reason. In the book of Numbers, you will be prepared to know your work or your
works.
That's known as the natural gift. Your natural gift. Whether engineer, doctor, and the arrest. And you'll be given enough grace and the blessing enough. Then after, we shall be asked of a chief for way to Sula.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Residential address,
the place a chief of Sula involves to know that our home is in heaven. Yet we have territories we put in this world, where we best to seek God. Help you prepare you in every place God is put you,
whether
America or any location. We shall be able to see you where you are, child of God.
Care to God's son.
And we have to Twitter or kulabidida abana bakatonda.
Yet one is a customer care.
That's the customer care.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Where you will make a phone call over every issue of the children of God. Then you will move in the light over every issue.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
You'll
show us of your physical family members. And then you'll know the spirit of your family members. Which, what will help you understand the family member is to be help you taking off curses of those families, of those clans, and to prepare you be of the holy clan. We shall not let those people, but them
who
will be helped in the same issues to entering salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Then you'll give us of your contacts,
and where we can communicate
with you everywhere you are. That will help you realize that even God, He told and communicated us of His communication. When we pass through prayer and we communicate, speak with Him through the vision, in the dreams, and the different transports, now it will help you to give us those contacts, even to sign on the form if you want that. It will not be forceful to sign, but God Himself signed already. He signed on His holy book and said, don't add on it and don't subtract from it. It means
the
things if you sign on them, you tell us don't add on them and don't subtract from them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's the book of Numbers. It's prepare you till the coming of Jesus. In the entire world, we know where you are, you do what kind of work, what is your gift.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now let's finish this part, the second part,
within
this issue of our spiritual gifts. You are of what gift?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
according to the book of Numbers, this day we want to move on. Let's see gifts the Father gave, the Holy Spirit, together with the Son,
and
given some of those to understand. We are on the second part. We are seeing the spiritual gifts. You'll discover where to stand in the service of God. On the Yobana itself, we are going to be seeing the gifts the Father gave, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on. The book of Numbers, chapter 2, from verses 1 to 3. And he speaks saying this. Numbers, chapter 2, from verse 1.
Awo Mukama n'agamba Musa na Aroni olw'okubiri nti abaana ba Isirayiri banaasiisiranga buli muntu okuliraana ebendera ye awali obubonero obw'ennyumba z'abakitaabwe banaasiisiranga okwolekera eweema ey'okusisinkanirangamu enjuyi zonna.
Praise Jesus so much. The Israelites, the 12 clans, they were called and they were directed each one what they are to do. Those things we saw them in the book of Genesis, Genesis 49,
and
we saw how all clans were called
and
every work to be done. Praise Jesus so much. Even us, when we got into the foundations of apostles and prophets, we were put there 12 apostles, and they had the different forms of gifts. Now the others each stood where their banner was, everyone where their call was, everyone where their work is. Even among us in the church,
we have
which came from the shadow one the Israelites moved by, to move in the church of the 3 days of the saints of God. Everyone among us was called in their place to stand in their gift, as we are told in Ephesians 4:7. He speaks and he says, Ephesians 4 from verse 7.
Agamba. Befese sura yakuna olunyirirwa musambu.
Ephesians 4 verse 7.
Na ye buli muntu mufe yawewe ekisanga ekigera ky'ekirabo kya Kristo bwe kiri. Olw'omunaana kyavaayo gera nti bwe yalinnya waggulu n'anyaga okunyaga n'awo abantu ebirabo.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
That
each one among us,
when came
Christ Jesus our Master, each one among us,
he
was given grace as the measure of the gift of Christ is.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. As we've been understanding, God is not served with hands as if he's in need. When we came to serve the living God, each among us
was
moved to be given the grace of the measure of the gift. And we serve in the church of God, churches of God, wherever they gather, we are not there serving with hands, but we serve as the measure of grace of gift on our life. In that grace, it's what sufficient for you for provision as you serve God. If you have stood as the measure of grace of the gift of Christ is, if we moved like that church, we would have been taken care of God. It has a measure of grace enough for them. And you no more need to ask that God give me grace.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But in all, what we move to understand is this. According to 1 Corinthians 12, that the Father, he moved on to give the measure of a gift. Even Christ like that. Even the Holy Spirit. Now you cannot tell me that you may be missing in the Christ Jesus and you have no gift.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That you are just a member. That's not there in the kingdom of God. Even in all places the churches of God are of his saints. Praise Jesus so much. Now let's get back to Corinthians. First Corinthians 12 from verses 1.
Abakorinse ekisooka esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
1 Corinthians 12 from verses 1.
Kale nno abooluganda ebyebirabo eby'omwoyo saagala mu obutabitegeera. Olwokubiri mumanyi bwe mwali abamawanga nga mwakyamizibwanga eri ebifaananyi ebitoogera nga mukyamizibwa mu ngeri zonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Concerning spiritual
gifts,
brethren, the Holy Spirit doesn't want us to be ignorant about them. And when he spoke through Apostle Paul, in the time you come in Christ Jesus,
you
must discover your gift you move by.
So
that is your banner that you're going to hold in the kingdom of God. You appear that it stands, never to lower it. Those who serve the shadows, those who serve the idols of the devil,
yes,
praise Jesus so much. They serve without gifts.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those are what Satan first destroyed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We came in Christ our Master, reminded what he spoke in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1 from verse 3 and 4. And he said that, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb, and I prepared you to be prophet. Maybe a prophet, maybe an apostle or pastor. pastor, evangelist,
or
musician, as all spiritual gifts are, as you're brought on this world,
and given
a banner of the gift you are to stand by,
which
not one, there may be 2 to 5 gifts.
Now
don't be deceived that you're going to be a follower in the Church of Christ. You're going to be a minister. Then you will hold a measure of grace enough.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now with that issue, that's why the Father gave gifts and the Holy Spirit gave together
Yes.
with the Lord Jesus. And we read verse 4, he says, First Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4.
Naye waliwo enjawulo z'ebirabo, naye omwoyo ali omu. Olwokutaano. Era waliwo enjawulo z'okuweereza, era Mukama waffe ali omu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye waliwo engeri z'ebirabo.
There's a difference in gifts.
Naye omwoyo y'omu
yoyo. But the same spirit.
Era bwakuwa obunnabbi.
And when he gives a prophecy,
n'agaba obutume.
And he gives apostleship.
Kakati ate gwe togamba mbu nze ndi omanyize ndi mutume.
Now don't say I'm an
apostle.
The spirit of prophecy on me is a different spirit. You know, the spirit of the apostles is another. Not like that.
It's
the same spirit.
Gives
these different gifts. Don't put yourself in your own character and situation. Think you are in another spirit.
For
an evangelist tells themselves, the spirit of evangelism is different.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. The same Spirit gives gifts. The Holy Spirit gives His.
Now,
verse 5 says this.
First
Corinthians 12, verses 5.
Era Mukama waffe ali omu.
There is a difference in the services. You know, gift and service. They are the same. But the problem which is, they wanted to differentiate them for us. And we say the Holy Spirit gives gifts. Jesus gives service. But you cannot give a service without a gift. You cannot serve God without a gift.
Means
our Lord has to give you gifts to be there to serve. First Corinthians 12, verses 6.
Era waliwo enjawulo z'okukola, naye Katonda ali omu, akola byonna mu bonna.
Era waliwo engeri z'okukola.
Even the likeness of workings.
But
you think you can do the works of God and He's not given your gift?
Or God the
Father too gives
gifts?
Now you can't tell me now in the witness of three, when we speak of gifts, them to hold three witnesses, the spiritual gift, there is the Father, we have the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They all give gifts.
You
can't tell me you got saved and you lacked one among them to give you, and that you got to be a mere member in the church.
There's
no member in the Church of Christ. All of us are called to minister.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You know, you see, this is not a club. This is not a football club that only 11 are the players. The rest you are supporters. All of us are supporters and the same time players in the Church of Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All
we are supporters and players. And when they put you now, enter to play.
This
time we are with Pastor this time. We play the football. You
are
supporting us. In the time they point you, come on, take over. You
were
dangerous substitute reserved there.
In
the time they point on you, enter the field.
Play
this gospel of the foot of
the
and we score certain wild goals. Yet we score these corner goals.
It,
as we shoot we shoot balls going on rolling to the score. Those are scriptures.
High speed
and scriptures don't end.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in all, as
we're
going to serve God, last time we began to see the spiritual gifts,
he
said,
let's
begin to see those the Holy Spirit gives. We read verse 7 saying this. The gifts the Spirit gives. We want to quickly pass through, for we saw them last time.
First
Corinthians 12, verse
7.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When the Holy Spirit gives gifts, he wants to manifest through the gift he gives you. He manifests them.
He's
an evangelist.
No,
the chief evangelist is the Holy Spirit. He manifests the one evangelizing. If an apostle,
he
is the chief apostle. For he too he was sent. The Lord Jesus said, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. I'm not to leave you as orphans.
I'm
sending you the Comforter. The Comforter. He is now a shepherd, a pastor.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
I'm
going to send you the one who will guide you. He's going to be a prophet. He sees and directs us head here.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus. And even reveal what is going to come.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. What does that
mean?
The gift the Spirit gives you. He wants to manifest. When is it
we
manifest through that gift?
And
you are workers with him, for the gift is given you. Now it is needed. The book of these numbers in the nation of Uganda, as it was in Israel. Everyone know their banner. How were they to stand? Everyone know their ministry. There we shall be able to prepare you everywhere you shall be in the entire world. And Jesus will be finding you. And you are a faithful servant. And you are a cleansed church, which holds no spot and a wrinkle. Let's move on. We hear 1 Corinthians 12 verses 8.
Kubanga omulala omoya muwese ekigambo ekyamagezi.
Omulala omoya muwese ekigambo ekyamagezi.
Another, the Spirit gives them the word of wisdom. Remember, he too is the Spirit of wisdom. This God explained them last time. You, when you handle the word of God, wisdom alone.
Kubanga Bible yegamba.
For Bible says,
those
who reject the word of God, what wisdom is in them?
And
you in handling the word of God, all the rest you don't see wisdom in them. Except it is proven by wisdom of the word of God. And you can shame the wisdom of the world. And you bring the wisdom of the word of God. And another, 1 Corinthians 12 verses 8. Another is given a gift of the Spirit of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The one who can reveal, to separate. The one who serves God, who never serves him, the righteous and the unrighteous,
it
moves on to exceed above all because of the exceeding measure of the grace in them. Those are chief in raising the others. If all these manifest in church, church will be very great.
Indeed,
the mountain of the house of God, it can go back on the mountain top. hope. He promised this to happen in the latter days. He promised us in Micah 4 and in the Isaiah 2. It will come to pass in the latter days. The mountain of the house of God
will
be on top above all other mountains. Praise Jesus. Now the church of God, we his saints, in these latter days, we are going to be at the mountain top and we are very wise. And we do things and they are amazing. But the only way we are to be helped is to go back to the book giving us order. Book of the numbers of God. As it was in Israel. God brought it back in Uganda
that
it will move the entire world. Prepare every person in the place they are. Move on, prepare for the coming back of Jesus. And to prepare their brethren. And he moves on to say, First Corinthians 12:9. Another holds the gift of faith by that Spirit. We explain, we are told, all of us can hold faith after we've heard the word of God. What speaks in Romans 10:17? Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. And all of us decided to believe the Lord Jesus.
But
given a faith which exceeds our faith. You, when you speak stories, they don't believe it. And they want to know faith coming from hearing the word of God.
Them
in holding the word of God,
lifting
others to enter faith,
they
become great in the kingdom of God. By the gift the Spirit has given them, they are all beneficial.
Those
who have the gift of faith, yet they don't know it. Sometimes they just praise themselves.
You,
when you raise your faith, now it is their work instead of helping you.
They say,
when will you raise your faith? Be like us who believe. Friend, if you work, hold that banner. Raise our faith. Strengthen us in the
word.
Prove everything has to come to pass.
Wait,
you who proves us
till
all entered the one faith. The one faith. It's your work. Because you've been rather working while seeking. And you just praise yourself. Is where we were out there in Iran. Those people come and say, we thank the Lord. My faith is high. I don't know you, when will we raise your faith? You enter prayer and fasting, you raise your faith. Others told us, enter in faith. Where is the door to faith? Not though they don't show you how.
But
you with this gift, when we started right, Christ and his church,
separate
from the false Christ and the churches, we shall explain every character of every gift in the signs. Just pass through, realize that they are there. And you shouldn't be there when you don't have
any.
If you don't have, ask God who reveals. To reveal us by his Spirit. First Corinthians 12:9. Another holds gifts of healings. Healing different sicknesses. But this is the general church. And when we've gathered, you can't have an independent ministry and it's called Healing Center. Now, the rest in there, what are they? Gifts are not the church.
But
gifts are joined up to build the church.
Etafali si enyumba.
A brick is not the house. When you join up bricks well and the sand and the
no,
cement,
no,
you join up them, you build the house.
And
when you got the brick, you say, this house, do you hold understanding in yourself? You are a typical mad person. Now a brick, look at it as your gift. You're going to join on my brick.
Another maybe
is your son of the gift of faith. You know, those strengthen us. The sand and the cement. Those faith and the other gifts we shall see. We have also built us. Then you'll build the house, say it's complete.
And
you can't be on the break. Or you have sand there. And you say, this is my house. If they find you speaking such, they say we found a mad person. The man we got mad over building a house is on one brick calling it a house.
It's
a miracle center church. You are on one brick, you call it the house of God.
Over healing center church.
Oh, healing center church.
Yes, we ever
praise Jesus so much. Let's see another gift.
First Corinthians 12, verse 9. Kuba omwoyo omu olinyo lw'ekkumi n'omulala okukola ng'ebyamagero
waliwo abakola ebyamagero.
Those who work miracles.
Ebyamagero.
Miracles.
Ugamba oyinza okuba olwadde.
Maybe sick.
N'akusabira n'owonyezi boba. Obubadde na guwundu.
Maybe you had a wound on yourself.
Ebyamagero anti mmere yaba.
Miracles are food to children.
Muno eno olabiraawo.
And you just say.
Awatali kusasula.
Without payment.
Nga Mukama akoledde.
And God has worked for you.
Ekyamagero.
A miracle.
Ekintu ekiba kitasuubirwa.
Something which they didn't expect.
Ekitamanyiddwa kinaatuukirira kitya.
Not known how it will come to pass.
Abakolinso ekisooka esuula y'ekkumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
First Corinthians 12 verses 10.
N'omulala okukola ng'ebyamagero n'omulala okubuuliranga
obunabbi
okubuuliranga
anaza prophecy.
Prophecy.
Tereza Uganda olwo.
You correct Uganda.
Waliwo n'omulala okuwanga obunabbi.
Another prophecy.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
You
pick a prophecy. It differs from divination. Most of you in this world, you
had
never found prophets. And you found diviners. Those God spoke of in Deuteronomy 18. And he refused the divination. A diviner is someone who speaks of the eatings of this world over your life, or those which end on this world.
Nabi.
A prophet speaks of you of what was, but you know things which were, they are above the heavens. He tells you of what is,
those
making the heavens today
Nancy.
And the earth. He tells you of what is to come, what is called new heavens and new earth. That is the prophet.
You
can tell you of things here, even those which were there before, before the earth was.
He
tells you of what are to come after passing out of the heavens and the earth. You know all things we speak, though they are of tomorrow and they are here, those are what are.
Bible
uses three words. He is the God who was, who is, and who is to come. The one who was above the heavens, then creation of heaven and earth, and their fullness. If who is to come in the new
Nabi
heaven, your rightful prophet is to meant to speak that. Those speak the Bible, they speak how?
Isaiah,
his prophecy gives it how? Prophecy of Isaiah. Which was of that time, spoke of earth and the kingdoms of what is. He spoke of what was, told us of what is to come.
Isaiah, you can see
new heavens and new earth.
See,
prophet, when did he go there?
These
you have are not prophets.
Baraguzi.
These are diviners.
Abaraguza
who do divination by demons.
Those
spoken of in Acts 16. And they have demons which speak divination. They speak things of the world.
If they speak of the world,
you travel to America on Saturday. I see you.
Your
father died
with
cancer.
You
tell him go beyond here.
God,
what was before heaven and earth? Tell me what was there.
And
tell me of what's to come after heavens and earth have ceased to be.
Demons
prophesy food and things on the world. Now in this world, people will need to appreciate what's called a gift of prophecy and divination of the devils.
I wonder,
in the world, it's very hard to find a prophet now. It is very hard.
Not
easy to find a prophet today, but diviners are very many. And they have hidden in the name of prophecy. And they have demons prophesy. They ask sacrifices. A right prophet. Though they give you prophecy, they will not ask you anything. Though he gives you things of the world, prophecy. No. Things they ask
you.
For it's not a prophet of his. The Spirit is given it.
The character
of gifts. That is enough. We shall add on. Praise Jesus so much.
First
Corinthians 12 verses 10.
N'omulala okukola ng'ebyamagero. N'omulala okuwanga obunnabbi. N'omulala okwawulanga emyoyo.
Omulala weebwa ekirabo ky'okwawula emyoyo.
Another is given a gift to differentiate between spirits.
Thessalonians 5:19 etuukiire.
Thessalonians 5:19 comes to pass.
Nti temungananga myoyo gwogera.
Don't refuse the spirit speaking.
Naye mwawulenga.
But you test it.
Katibano, babira basale mukutukulembera.
These are chief to leading us.
Fenanga tumaze funa okumanya kwe kigambo cha
Katonda. After all, we've got knowledge of the word of God.
Tusobola kusoma sana kumanya twaula.
And use the gift of knowledge and differentiate.
Twaula nti oyo si moyo wa Katonda.
This is not the spirit of God.
Naye bana babira ne kirabo kino.
These with which gifts.
Atunula butumizibwa
ati. Just look like this immediate.
Ugo moyo kuliko
sigwa. Spirit of you is not of God.
And
there comes of the spiritual knowledge. And begins to explain as this one has spoken its rights. You know Apostle Paul, Acts 16:16-20, he went and found a girl with a demon who speaks divination. She was with other apostles. He thought the spirit was the one speaking. For it began saying,
the
demon in the girl, these are the men of God who preach the way of salvation. Listen to them.
Other
apostles say, Spirit of the Lord. No one speaks the name of Jesus except by the Spirit of God.
Say,
but how does it confess speaking? Not in the way of knowing him.
And
they moved on. Apostle Paul discovered it.
This is a
demon.
He
chased it. Lost his skull in the name of Jesus.
But it
spoke in the name of Jesus.
Come,
we preach the gospel.
It's
going to consume them gradually. Now these who see spirits, though they are sleeping, and
it
crosses in the sky of the synagogue, they attack it in the night through the vision and the dream. They are on the watchtower. They always call them that.
You are like the angels Gabriel.
They cast
fear on the watchtower. And they foresee all things moving on. Some of you, that's why you dream.
Snake
entering here in the night.
Those
with those gift-seeking spirits.
It doesn't
cross.
That's why
spiritual wars were easy, my way.
I said,
God, I'm going to sleep in the body.
But I'm not sleep
in the spirit of remain on the watchtower
and sing.
Demons attacking truth.
And
we fight the entire night. That's where I call
Peter
and the angels and we fight. The problem you found you of this age, you hope to work with the new generation with the full knowledge of God. You are on a problem. Your wars were in the flesh. We fight elsewhere in the spiritual. As we raise those wars,
and
as God will envision this hazard, we see where you'll pass to access us.
We
send spirits, we wait them in the visions.
And those,
the watchtower, they don't sleep like the snow in the night. And that's where you're coming from.
I'll
be sleeping.
I've
beat this man.
That thing
is given in many people.
Mostly
the church. You have another yet that you hold it.
We can make security
ourselves with the Holy Spirit.
Angels
just join on us.
And we haunt the
demons and those evil spirits.
And they found us
gathered. No demon shakes a head.
Demons
from
the
message. As you're studying, on the people, on their making drama. My forefather,
the witches,
who do you familiarize? We are studying.
You
don't want to study scriptures.
Now as you study,
it comes on a human head. You're taking me nowhere. Leave me alone.
That it
draws our attention to it.
Now,
that would not be brought here, the stubbornness.
We
shall reach when you sit there
and
you see it come from America and you check out of here using the trance out.
Call
Abyss of Angel, let's go for. We shall become a problem. We are children of God the Almighty.
And
all we are to prepare them like this in the world.
As a
nation called prepare all nations
for
the coming back of Jesus.
Everyone
stand on their banner.
Everyone
on their tower to walk from there. You know, others were saying, Apostle,
things
say God has called us as Uganda.
We
prepare nations
for the coming.
How are we to prepare them?
How
do you prepare someone? If it's a house, it's easy.
Where
you put a table, it's there.
Human
being moving like an ant everywhere. How do you prepare them? They have thoughts of
theirs.
They are not like a table holding no thoughts that when they put me here, I will not leave this place. You see where they put that? It's shifted from there. If you not think for it, it will not leave that place.
You are
a person prepared, yet you think your own things. There is meant to be another rare way to prepare you.
Abakorintho ekisooka esuula y'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
First Corinthians 12 verses 10.
No mulala okuvunuzanga ennimi. 11.
Choko dem.
Abakorintho ekisooka sura ya 12 olunyiro lwe 10.
First Corinthians 12:10.
No mulala okolanga ebyamagero. No mulala okugabanga obunnabbi. No mulala okwawulanga emyoyo. n'omulala engeriza ennimi n'omulala okuvuunuzanga ennimi
omulala bajjamu engeriza ennimi
another will be given types of tongues
sibakuwa rumu
not one
engeriza ennimi tazili ku muntu
omu tongues and they on one person
ngabula bikwatume
like you see Acts chapter 2
mwebuya kanaga nalagabe ennimi zo mawanga
gonna tongues of all other nations.
Ayinzo kuwe kirabo kino.
You can give you this gift.
Ngade tucheta agamu voro.
We no more need an interpreter.
Wetuba tugende China.
You go to China.
Ya tugende.
You come we go.
Ozivvonuna atenga bozivulira.
Interpret them at the same time you hear. You speak it.
Nebaga muno mu China
wa. What form of Chinese is this one?
Sia. Katona iwama wanga kwetu
sinda. God is of what nations we worship.
Ye yabakola ko confusion inaba wenne
mimi. The one who made confusion gave you those tongues.
Eri munubereberye 10.
Genesis 11.
Ngamo tyambo tasuwa zitu wafe tugerezo na.
Tell me can't give us. Kinochiraba
achukua.
It's a gift he gives you.
Kwa msuma mchibi jatu gende Korea.
Pastor mchibi let's go. Korea.
Na atanika babo gera ngakuwa bitamu.
As they speak you interpret to us.
Urune tujjo situkano ngo kirine
kidamu choko. You have a gift.
Choko gere nnimi nokivunura.
Interpreting tongues.
Atengo oli mwebulizi.
Ye tuwa nepanja.
Kubango oli mutume.
Oh, an apostle.
Okutuma mama wango. Okugenda bugezi.
Zende mpa
mvunu. Zingenda kulira mulwe wa mu.
You preach in your language.
Bage ndo kulira.
They begin to hear.
Thank God, thank
you. You are teaching the Chinese language.
Nebaga,
and they wonder.
Naye tweta agoyo katonda kenyini.
Did that real God?
Yasalawo kutonda omulemo mpyo gwino okumanya katonda okujudde.
New generation with the knowledge of God. Manifest all his authority.
Naye nafe.
But we too.
Ngamazo kutuyigiriza.
After he spoke. Buli
muntu anonyo kuyimirira awali ekifoche.
Seek to stand in their place.
Awali ekirabo
kye. Where is their
awali bendera
ye. Where is their banner?
Ekyo nno kirabo ky'okubala.
That is the book of numbers.
Ugwanga lya Uganda.
In the nation of Uganda.
As it was in Israel.
Okuteekateeka
mulayini.
Order you in line.
Osingani bwengo otukudde.
That will make be cleansed.
Osingani bwengo otekeddwa bulungi.
Prepared well.
Ekanisa etalina bani wankubadde olufunyo.
About the spot and not a wrinkle.
Abakolinsa ekisooka esuula y'12 n'olunyiriri olw'11.
First Corinthians 12 verse 11.
Naye ebyo byonna omwoyo oyo omu yabikola ng'agabira buli muntu kinnoomu nga ye bw'ayagala.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye ebyo byonna ebirabo omwoyo byagaba.
All those gifts the Spirit gives.
Agabira buli kinnoomu nga ye bw'akola.
Gives each as he wishes.
Gamba to down no gamba.
Now don't be there and say.
Naye nze njagala kuba mutumbi.
I want to be an apostle.
Ye yakugabira
nga bw'akola. He's the one who gives you as he wishes.
Banga abamu bayinza okulaba.
For some may say.
Mutuma abulira bulungi
nnyo. Apostle preaches very well.
Nenge njya kuba mutumi.
Me too, I'll be an apostle.
Chona abe kirabo kyo kyo bulira mu bulungi.
What will be your gift is the what you preach through.
Kyo kyo kolera mu mukise kikumara obulungi.
In the grace enough for you.
Bona pamba nebirala.
If you begin to go into others.
Ujja kulemerwa.
You will fail.
Banja abalemereddwa nga bava mu kigere ky'ekise
ky'ekirabo. Many failed shifting from the measure of grace of their gifts.
Nga beegabira bye batali.
And they give themselves what they are not. Another.
Musumba si yakugabira ekirabo oba mutumwa oyo.
The pastor is not the one giving you the gift or that apostle.
Omwoyo yagaba oba kitaffe oba omwana.
Spirit is the one who gives all the power.
Ye abikulirwako obikulirwa kw'ekyo ky'oli.
He is just revealed of what you are.
Katonda bw'asiima.
When God is pleased.
Not the one to come
tomorrow tell
you.
I'm going to plant you as a pastor in the other place. He's not the one giving that.
You must
have prayed or ministered with him.
Help
you discover the rightful thing you are that God called you.
When
the Holy Spirit spoke in the Acts, he said, that choose for me
gundi ne gundi.
This one and the other for the work I've called for them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so,
so
much.
So orinokuwa mchirabu ngomoyo ya chukwade.
Must be the gift the Spirit is given you.
Oba chitafe.
Whether the Father.
Oba omwana.
Or the Son.
Mukama wafe Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So kuhita mbuangu.
Now through.
Kuhita mbuangu.
Through haste.
Katusome. Orinyurabi mwamu sawa.
Let's read verse 27.
Abakolinsa ekisooka esuula y'12 n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu omusanvu.
First Corinthians 12:27.
Naye mwe muri mubiri gwa Kristo n'ebitundu byagwo.
Nti kakati
now
fe
we
buli omu mu kirabo kye
each in their gift.
Lwe tukole omubiri gwa Kristo.
It's how we make the body of Christ.
Lwe tukole kanisa.
That's how we make up the church.
Buli muntu nga kitundu kya munne.
Is a part of another.
Okuyita mu kirabo kyo.
Through your gifts.
Kubanga omwoyo omu abeera akuwadde.
Same spirit is given you.
Leka omwoyo abeere omusenyu oguli wakati ogutugatta.
Let the spirit be the sand in the midst joining us up.
Okuzimba kanisa.
To build up this church.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now you can't tell yourself you are not of your brethren.
It's
called the body of Christ or the church of Christ. It's not the buildings built.
It's
meant to be we ourselves. We are at the body of Christ. Each is a part of another. That word, it doesn't end on us alone. It even goes in all other creations. Rightful body of Christ makes up heavens and earth. And heavens and the earth are in the Lord Jesus. Now it broadens beyond what we think of
it.
Most of these in the right Christ and his church, where we study schemes of Satan, we shall see the right Christ and his church, and we separate him from the false Christ and their churches.
Think
you began to understand at least.
You see
things built called church and their buildings. You are on the churches of the devils. The rightful church, it's meant to be you. And the building is the synagogue of the church. Another asks a question, they say, Apostle, if they ask me, who is the church?
You
tell them, my church. It is me, I'm the church. But we have the ministry where we base. It is in this place. As our general church, we are called the new generation. Building is not the new generation. This building, is it the new generation with the full knowledge of God? First Corinthians 12 verse
27.
Now the Father too gives. He begins from here.
Many
who really are the see, perhaps the Holy Spirit is still one giving. We've begun the Father now. Gift the Father gives. You know, they rarely see him here.
Abakolinse kisoka esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu munana.
First Corinthians 12 verse 28.
Naye Katonda yasawo mu kanisa abalala okusoka batume abokubiri bannabbi
abo okusoka kitaffe naye agaba abatume.
The Father too gives apostles.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abatume bebani.
Who are the apostles?
Omuntu gwa batumye erango yagala okumanya characters za batume tonto nezitandikibwa.
Person sent and want no characters of the apostles, the initial characters. They have nothing there to speak of their own.
Kubanga abira baamugambye gendo yogere wote ne wote.
Told them go speak this and that.
Era chovola ni Kristo Yesu naye ayitibwa omutume.
That's why Christ Jesus too is called an apostle.
Omukuru.
The chief apostle.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
he came on the world, he told us, the words I tell you, they're not mine. They are the one who sent me. When they say you speak like an apostle, you know, an apostle have what to speak, for they told him everything to speak.
Go
speak this and the other.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Others are prophets. Even the Father gives prophets.
Now
we told you of characters of prophets.
A rightful prophet of God. Speak that he speaks of God who was. In what was. For heavens and the earth were. He speaks of the God who is. As God is today. After creating heaven and earth and their fullness. And speaks of those which are coming. After heavens and the earth which are when they pass away, we head on to the new heavens and the new earth. That's the prophecy, but it differs from divination. The Holy Spirit. When did you last see of prophets in the Bible? When did you end to hear of them? And you feel diviners in the world,
those
demons which speak divination,
they speak
things of this world, they end there.
Aya, katulabe.
Abakorintho ekisooka essuula ey'12 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu omwenda.
1 Corinthians 12, verse 29.
Tuddemu olwabiri mu omunaana.
Let's resume verse 28.
Era Katonda yassaawo mu kkanisa abalala okusooka batume, abookubiri bannabbi, abookusatu bayigiriza,
abasomesa,
teachers.
Yes, you are.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, twetaaga abasomesa b'ekigambo
kya Katonda. We need teachers of the word of God.
Naye ati bakwegendereza.
Yet you have to be careful of them.
Kubanga aboogerako mu Yakobo n'agamba.
Speaks of them in James saying.
Nti bano bayosobola okyamya ekibiina
kyonna. These can pervert the entire congregation.
Era be bamu kubabuza ensi.
And there are some who caused perversion in the world.
Abasomesa kibagwanira.
Teachers, it's owed to them.
Okusomesa ekigambo.
To teach the word with carefulness.
Their
teaching is scripture by scripture. Command by command. A little here, a little there. Those are the rightful teachers of the word of God.
They are
those who lead in strengthening the word of God.
That's
not distorted.
All
preachers can preach.
Those
who teach us, they are teachers who teach us.
Things.
The way they
do
churches in the world, that's how they are.
What is taught,
if it's divination, if it's prophecy,
they are all,
I don't know where they give prophecies. For the one who taught, that prophecy
is to speak
of things of the world and the put.
That's how they
tambula, who call them those prophets will move like that. If someone says,
teacher, I told the
apostles,
batambula basimba kanisa bye bizimbe,
planting churches and they
are the tambula, kubanga apostles bye
will move that way, for the teacher taught them like that. That's why when the teacher lied to you that 1 equals to 7, and you count your watch up to now, you do the same. But is 1 the same with 7? And you go on your watch. You know, they trouble me.
You go on your
watch, you set on 1 and they ask
me
the same. It is 7, yet you see 1 there, 1 hour. But the teacher made you mad to that extent.
I don't know the teacher,
them 2 others perverted them. You get 10, you see 10, when you ask me the time, you say it's 4.
The one who
perverted you like that is a teacher.
That's why I say, James,
not many of you ought to be teachers.
For
you are like a steering runs a ship to pervert a big ship with every cargo on it. And you are like a tongue which sets on fire on the entire body. You
trouble
the church teachers of the word of God.
The
building of the church. Prophets, pastors, you'll go with that.
All strength will
spend
in the wrong thing, for the teacher spoke it.
The
teacher told you that you will move with that.
Do
you know what they taught us some time back? Now you follow them. Now you man, you're mature.
Now
you never discover that seven is the one.
The
teacher retarded you like that. He told you that.
That's why
when they said men came from the earth, they still hold that. Someone has a mind. Human beings came from the ape. God has saved the seal and said, God did wrong to us to start us as apes, yet they are saved. In Genesis, they read God molded Adam. He didn't mold him as an ape. That's why you find a scientist that they studied much, yet they got mad. And they say human beings came from the ape. Who lied to them? It was a teacher. Now you,
holding
the gift of the teacher, be careful. Tongue, a small part in the body, speaks words which are destructive. You don't see the tongue. It's what lightens wars under the sun.
And
it's what which can plan and cancel the end of wars.
Small
thing, the tongue. If he says shoot them, they are shooting. Stop there, seize the fire and they stop it. If the tongue wasn't there, the mouth would have just struggled to release the word out. The mouth cannot speak it.
An
evangelist is the tongue of the church. When they speak wrong things, they are like a commander.
Commander,
you find them small like that in the army, but they say don't shoot. They don't shoot. You find them, you are a tall fat pig, and you salute the small commander.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That tongue you see is
messed up about.
When you begin to fight, it begins to work. You fool, look that big head. The wars are going to begin.
I've been
giving you characters. You need to study one by one. You realize where you fall. Those with those gifts when you enter Satan's side, they messed up this entire world. They taught us wrong things. God and of Satan, they take entire of it fasting.
When
he told you one thing, first thing is to ignore your food. You
know
that is the first thing of not ignoring your food.
Of
giving of a portion of what you have to help the needy. Now you followed the other, for the teacher told you that. If a teacher calls you,
you look
in the Bible and there's another word, you cannot see it. And you see it in the way of the teacher, what he taught you. Let's put that there.
Father
gave gift of teaching, but you be careful of it. And you remain on the command by command. And you don't speak what you want. First Corinthians 12, verse 28. Even the Father gives the gift of miracles. First Corinthians 12,
28.
Gifts of healing different kinds of sicknesses.
Nate ebyokuwonyanga abayambi.
Waliwo abalina ekirabo nga kya kuyamba.
Those with the gift of helping.
Fena tusobola okuyamba.
All of us can help.
Naye waliwo abaweebwa
ekirabo. Those given a gift.
Nga bwayamba nga yamba muntu mutuufu.
Help the right person.
Mwafunire ebirungi.
They get good things from there.
Fena tuli bayambi.
All of us are helps.
Naye oli aba yatusukkako.
Someone exceeds beyond us.
Asobola n'okugaba ekintu.
They can even give something.
Nga kwetosobola ko wadde kigaba.
You cannot dare get to give it to help.
Nga naye yasobola.
Yet they
can. Ate ng'olukijja wepa.
When they take it away.
Olw'ekisejo kyatambulidde
mu ngaba. Move by. Many others come.
Birabo byakuyamba.
Gift of helping.
Oli amala okuyamba n'aga.
Another helps and say.
Wabula ennaku zino tuyamba.
These days we help.
Manyi. Tuyambi
abantu bangi. We have helped many people.
Obayambye ku bwani.
We helped you by whose authority and ability.
Kino kirabo naye kuli eyo kizanyira mu
buzanyiza. But you playing with it.
Era Katonda akutunulira ngoli n'okuyamba enkumi n'enkumi z'abantu.
You meant to help thousands of people.
Ogenda kukola ekintu ekigenda okwewunyisa
kankubuli. Amazing, let me tell you.
Nga kirabo kya kuyamba kiri ku gwe.
Gift of helping on your life.
Oyagala kidduka.
You want to run from it.
Mukama akugamba ekintu kimu.
God tells you one thing.
Kati gwe teka o radio.
You put your radio
amawanga
there. Help nations.
Ogenda kuyamba abantu abewunyisa. Nga kirabo kyo.
It's your gift.
Ate Katonda ajja kukikubanja.
God will demand it from you.
Kubanga yakikuwanga kirabo.
He gave it to you as a gift.
Nga kirino emirimo
jacho. To do its works.
Uyinza tuyinza tuka isera nga guyagala kuyamba abantu batuke ke njiri.
You want to help people, gospel reach them.
Noga mumanyi.
You say you know what?
Nguze gundi ne ko ekubebi enjiri jembadde tusoma yonewa.
Bought a printer which can print this gospel you've written.
Nze ngenda sasura abagendo
typing. Going to pay those who type them.
Zingenda sasura.
I'm going to pray.
Abagendo okukola videos zino
baze editing. Make videos to edit.
Nga kwoli muyambi oli awo. Ekitabo ky'okuyamba.
The gift of helping.
Osobola oyamba n'abantu gwe nga totuukanga nayo nga naye wabayamba.
And you've never reached them yet you help them.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Fena tusobola okuyamba.
All of us
can help. But are
those with that gift.
Atira kitafu yakiteekawo.
Even the Father put it there.
And
threatening to be demanded by the Father.
I
tell you, at least the Holy Spirit and Christ they demand from you. If the Father demands you,
that's
not where he pleads for forgiveness. Look at this.
Christ,
if Christ demands you,
you
can ask the Father, give us time. I demand them slow. If the Holy Spirit demands you, ask the Father, buy me time for the
individual.
But he asks from you to give you more time. If the Father demands you in a problem,
there
is no one he pleads to. Time I demand them slope. You whom the Father demands, you would have quickly moved to do.
When
you are
helping
Satan, all our help. You get off our help. You are troubling us. Let's read and we see.
Abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'ekkumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu munaana.
First Corinthians 12:28.
Ti abafuga
administration.
Ba administrator babeera abafuga.
Administrators, are they rulers? They are not rulers.
Mukole interpretation tulabe. Ba administrator babeera
abafuga. Administrations.
Babeera baki?
Administrators. Abadukanya.
Abadukanya program ezenjawo. Bano ba administrator basobola okulembera mu ekibinja ky'abatume.
Administrators can lead the group of apostles.
Basobola okuba abazi ba sente mu makuŋŋaaniro.
They can count monies in the synagogues.
N'okukola embalirira zaabyo.
Even do accountability of them.
Bano be bantu abasobola okutukuŋŋaanya.
These are people of God who can gather us.
Kibinja ky'abatume.
Group of apostles.
Njagala kikubiriza.
I want to encourage and mobilize them.
Atenga asobola okubakwasaganya.
And they can handle you.
Kino kibinja ky'abannabbi.
Group of prophets.
Asobola okubakwasaganya.
They can handle all.
Bano batera okubayita ba bishop.
These are called bishops in one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Abakolinsi ekisooka essula y'ekkumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu omunaana.
First Corinthians 12 verse 28.
Aboogezi b'ennimi
bano nabo kitaffe abawa.
These two the Father gives them.
Nga boogezi b'ennimi si baakwogera lulimi.
Not a tongue, but tongues.
Era we musingano linga ali mulumu.
If you find someone in one tongue, you know they are of demons. When God gives you that, he gives you of one nation. Speaking tongues, not one tongue. That's why I say those who speak different tongues.
So little missing an angari bigam
with someone in their
three words.
Lakasakatraba,
ye moroboshaka, lakasakatraba.
What is that?
Tomorrow
you find them on the same words, three words, in our words, even the other, like that. What is that?
There are those who
begin.
You people,
stop troubling us.
Churches
of God are not of confusion like the way you hold it. That's why they make a score on the board that we are mad people. You speak
people
there.
Father,
yes, Father,
yes, yes,
Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. What is that? Now that you speak mysteries of God,
all
Isaiah spoke, he spoke them in two words. Two words. What that? Those are two words repeating, and those are the mysteries of God. But church.
Statement. A sentence
of two words and it speaks mysteries. Okay, if there are two words, other mysteries, you speak them with what words? Let's finish here.
First Corinthians 12:29. Bonaba tume.
Ask you the thing, all our apostles.
Yeah, he
tried to bring understanding. We cannot be here and we are all apostles. And they
mean
to say it's an apostolic ministry. It's never there. All cannot be there gathered.
Gifts
the Father gives.
In
those we saw the Holy Spirit gives. That you are an evangelistic ministry. The rest, where are they?
And
how are you built by others? Something you're lacking from your brethren.
First Corinthians 12:29. Bonaba nabbi, bonaba igiriza, bonaba kolebya amagero, olwasatu, bonaba linebirabe byokuonyanga, bonaba ogere nimi, bonaba vunula, asatu murumu, naye mwegombenga ebirabe bisinga obukulu, era mbalaga ekubo erisinga nnyo bulungi.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye tusoko okwegomba ebirabo bisinga obungi.
Let's desire the greater gifts.
Abasinga bagamba kati kitegeeza nino okupikinga ye kinene
ekyegombe. Maybe I have to pick out the greater one to desire it.
Ne dasiki bagambye.
No, it's not what they have said.
Atoko okwegomba kubi.
That's a wrong desiring.
Okwegomba kwayogerako.
The desire he speaks of.
Agamba nti singa tristi bino ebisookerwako.
If the initial ones.
Ebitaano birabisibwa.
The five the manifest.
Kubanga bisobola okuyamba ebirala okulabisibwa.
They can help the others to come up and listen.
Ebitaano ebisookerwako.
Those initial five.
Bible beyogera mukama afi Yesu byagaba.
Those the Lord Jesus gives.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga sinagende eyo.
But before I go there.
Soka tugendeko mu kitabo kya Abaroma.
Let's go to the book of the Romans.
Sulene ya 12.
Romans chapter 12. Ngero
okwekenenya te kubirawo bino kitaffe byagaba.
And we move on to search the gifts the Father gives.
Katusome. Baromi esura eya 12 nyo nyo lisoka.
Romans 12 from verse 1.
Abaromi esura eya 12 nyo nyo lisoka.
Romans chapter 12 from verse 1.
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiri olusooka.
Romans 12 from verses 1.
Kyenvudde mbeegayirira abooluganda olw'okusaasira kwa Katonda okuwangayo emibiri gyammwe ssaddaaka ennamu entukuvu esanyusa Katonda kwe kuweereza kwammwe okw'amagezi.
Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Mu Baruumi esule ne ye 12.
Romans chapter 12.
Atugambye.
He tells us.
Tuweyo ssaddaaka ennamu eri Katonda.
Offer a living sacrifice to God.
Emibiri gyaffe.
That's of our bodies.
Kwe kuweereza okw'amagezi.
The ministration of wisdom.
N'amagezi ge gali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
And wisdom is in the word of God.
Okusinziira mu Yeremiya 8.
According to Jeremiah 8.
Mulo 8 paka olwo 9.
Verses 8 unto 9.
So kuweereza okw'amagezi kwonna.
Ministration of wisdom.
Katonda ng'agabye ebirabo gye tuli.
God gives gifts to us.
Asa okutujjuza amagezi agali mu kigambo.
First fills us wisdom in the word.
Era ayogera mu Yeremiya esule ye 23.
Speaks in Jeremiah 23.
Verses 18.
If you're given a gift,
sit
in the counsels of God's words.
He
orders, prepares you well. You analyze, mark them well. Then you'll begin to serve with God. And you hold the part you do, giving a living sacrifice of your body. And you serve with God. And you use your gift,
yet
prepared well within wisdom, which is in the word.
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Romans 12 verses 2.
Sote mufananyizibwa ng'emirembe gino naye mukyusibwenga olw'okufuula amagezi gammwe amaggya mulyoke mukemenga bwe biri Katonda by'ayagala ebirungi ebisanyusa ebituufu.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Sote tulina fananyizibwanga mirembe
gino. Shouldn't be appearing at these generations.
Era Mukama okuleeta ekitabo ky'okubala.
God to bring the book of Numbers.
Mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
In the nation of Uganda.
Abo kyali mu Israel.
As it was in Israel.
Birebi ya BC.
In the eras of BC.
Nabo mu birebi yabakuutira obutafaanagana b'amawanga.
Them two those days emphasized them never appear like other nations.
Yabawa order mwe balina okutambulira.
Gave them an order they are to move by.
Kati nga kanisa ya Kristo mu nsi yonna.
As church of God in the world.
Katonda addamu okututegeka kankano.
God prepares us now.
Iranga buli muntu ayagala muyimiriza awali ekirabo
kye. Once everyone stand where their gift is. Awerereze
mu kirabo kye.
That they serve in their gift. Yokala
bichisa kya Katonda.
Then they will see the grace of God.
Oyo wa Mukama.
The spirit of the Lord.
Namutusa ko byonna byetaaga mu ndambu.
Just on them what they need in life.
Ne mukuwereza Katonda.
And the serving of God.
Atuyongere otuli.
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Romans 12 verse 3.
Kubanga njogera olw'ekisa kye nnaweebwa eri buli muntu ali mu mmwe alemenga okwerowooza okusinga bwekimugwanidde okulowooza naye okulowoozanga nga yeegendereza nga Katonda bwe yagabira buli muntu ekigera eky'okukkiriza.
Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Nti buli muntu alina okulowooza
every person my thing
nga Katonda kitaffe bwakugabidde
ekirabo. Just as God the Father has given us gifts.
Ekirabo ekyo
that gift
kyekitandikirwako okulaba ng'okukkiriza kukuba kuyimusibwa.
What begins on to see that your faith is lifted.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Obeera musomesa wa kigambo kya Katonda.
You are a teacher of the word of God.
Amaanyi oba ekisa ekiri mu kirabo ekyo.
The grace in that gift
kikuwa okuyiga amangu Bible.
Gives you to learn quick the Bible.
Okuyiga ebyawandiikibwa.
To learn the scriptures.
Kubanga otambula okusomako kwonna.
For all your studying.
Okubuulirako.
Your preaching.
Okwogerako.
Your speaking.
Otambula nga mubulizi wa njiri.
Move as an evangelist.
Otambula nga musomesa.
Move as the teacher.
Owekigambo kya Katonda.
Of the word of God.
Otambula nga mutume.
Move as an apostle.
Kati kikuyambako okumanya omutume abeera atya mu kigambo.
Know how the apostle is within the word.
N'okukkiriza
and that faith will always be high.
Or
you move how you're meant to be moving.
It
helps you to quickly understand the scriptures.
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Romans 12 verses 4.
Kuba ngabe tulina ebitundu ebingi mu mubiri ogumu naye ebitundu byonna tebirina mulimu gumu.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ngaba tulina ebitundu ebingi mu mubiri guno gwe tulina.
As we have many body parts on this body.
N'omubiri gwa Kristo.
Even the body of Christ.
Ekkanisa ye.
This church.
Teyina kitundu kimu.
It does not hold one part.
Era tusobola singanawo nti oyo mutume yekkanga yaliwo.
You can't find that's the only apostle there.
N'ogamba nasinganye ekkanisa ya
Katonda. You say I found the church of Christ.
Eba teriiwo
munda. It is not there.
We mubeera obeezi ba member.
If you are just mere members.
Tuba tulina kanisa.
We don't have the church.
Paka nga mmaze buli omu okumanya bwana akola.
Till each one has realized how they will work.
Kuzimbe kanisa ya wamu.
That we build the channel church.
Nyumba y'omwoyo.
The house of the spirit.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
So tutusobola kugamba nti kanisa ye wali.
Now we can't say the church of there.
Nga bali mu tebalina dde ebirabo by'omwoyo.
Those in it have no spiritual gifts.
And there are 2, 3, 4 others are members, followers. You know, even a branch dried, they no more call it the branch of the tree.
For
it still breaks off and falls. And they call it now a firewood. You think they call it a tree anymore?
Is
through find the Lord Jesus. If you don't have a gift in Him, you are not on Him. You are not on His church. We say the branch never bearing fruit.
It is
cut off and thrown down. But you can't bear fruits. Orange when you've not realized you are an orange. You cannot bear fruits. Fruits of the apostle. When you don't know you're an apostle, you can't bear fruits of being a pastor. No discovery of pastor.
The
reason why some of us have failed to bear spiritual fruits. But you cannot bear them not knowing what form of branch you are. See how jackfruit grows on you.
You are
a branch of an orange.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Now, what you about a coffin?
See how you bear jackfruit. Yet you've been a branch of an orange. Does it remain on the tree up there?
Abalumi esule ye kuminebili noru nyiriri orokutano.
Romans 12, verses 5.
Bwechitio fabanji, tulio mubili ogumumu Kristo. Na buli muntu tuli bitundu byabannaffe feka na feka olw'omukaaga era bwe kityo tuli n'ebirabo ebitenkanankana ng'ekisa kye twaweebwa bwe kiri oba bunnabbi tubulirenga mu kigero eky'okukkiriza kwaffe
bwato muka kitaffe yannyonnyola.
Thus the father explains
ebikwatagana ebyobunnabbi
concerning the prophecy
era ayongera okugamba
and he moves to tell you
ng'ekigero eky'okukkiriza
measure of grace.
Teri nabbi wa Katonda.
No prophet of God.
Ali nokubanga yogera ebisukke byawandikibwa.
Meant to speak beyond scriptures.
Kubanga okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira.
For faith comes from hearing.
N'okuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
And hearing the word of God.
Teba kulima mu nabbi yazava eri Katonda.
A prophet came from God.
Mbuna yeye yalese ebigambo.
He brought words.
Yagambye rema word.
He said it's a rema word.
Ashika tebyawandikibwa.
Not written down.
Yakagwa katira
fallen down now.
Aba kati hariko mizimu.
Konzu has demons on himself.
Mukumu.
Oh, faith, we have to be in one faith. Ephesians 4.
No kukiriza kuva mukulira.
Faith comes from hearing. Hearing the word of God.
Barumi 10:17.
Romans 10:17.
Kati olina kuva mukigera
kyokukiriza. Must be measure of faith
mukulira.
Coming from hearing.
No kukiriza the word
of God. Yes,
ngalwa chiri na biali mu Bible.
Reason why there's no prophet in the Bible. Who contradicted with another.
Bayo kiranganga bali mukukiriza.
All spoke within one faith.
Ekigambo kye
kimu. The word was one.
Bible etero chiite ekigambo kya
Bible calls it the word of the prophets.
That's
why Micah spoke.
In
Isaiah, what spoke the same thing? Micah 4,
Isaiah 2.
We found they appeared the same, yet they appeared in different seasons. And they were in that same faith. But
this
day you go to one prophet. He gives water. Another is of handkerchief.
You ask,
where is the faith which joins them?
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Romans 12 verse 7.
Oba kuweereza tunyikirenga mu kuweereza kwaffe.
Yes, yebaziwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kuweereza kuno kwetwayogeddeko.
In this having we spoke of
okufuulibwa obudinkoni okufuulibwa abaki bishop
which meant to become bishops and the others
or
those who can mobilize the others.
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Romans 12 verses 7.
Oba kuweereza tunyikirenga mu kuweereza kwaffe. Oba ayigiriza anyikirenga mu kuyigiriza kwe. Olw'omunaana. Oba abuulirira mu kubuulirira kwe.
Kakati abalina ekirabo ky'okubuulirira bakansala mu kanisa.
Encouraging their counselors in the church. Them too, we need them.
The no,
problem you did is one. Those
would
have been counselors. And you put their
aunties of the world.
Say
we have the auntie of the church.
And
the uncle of the church.
And
they corrupted, messed up the entire church.
We
must have those who are encouraged.
The
counselors.
And you
have that gift.
And
if you've gotten confusion
somewhere,
your brethren with another, the counselor holds that gift.
And
they are filled of the word of God
to
be able to counsel.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
those with those gifts, I know you are there. When we reach to fill the register,
hold on,
be the counselor, the gift of God. Even others, the gift may God
bless.
They are canceling things which are twisted. You know what surprises most? The church of today is the present of this age, which, not from that which came from
love
of Christ and the apostles. You know, a pastor.
Counseling
is not meant to do counseling.
At least
to get someone
who has the
gift of counseling to be present in the office. Find them without the gift of counseling and they are calling you in counseling.
So
you come with money.
Doesn't
want the one with the gift of counseling to get it.
He's
the one who sits there. If you hear what he counsels,
you
go back, the heart is still very heavy.
If
nothing is told you, he comes when he's confused you more.
You find
an apostle without the gift of counseling, they call you in counseling
like
of hours on a specific day.
Abalumye sura ya 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Romans 12 verses 8.
Oba abulirira mu kubulira kwe agaba agabenga watali bukusa.
Akati waliwo abalina ekitabo ekirabo kicho
okugaba. With the gift of giving.
Aretogena ngoteka mu bukusa.
And don't put in hypocrisy in that.
Why you go in ekirabo kyokugaba ngo oli mukazi.
Have a gift of giving and you're a woman.
Nogena ngo gabane byonna ne byonna.
Give big everything out.
It affects
people with that gift and they don't know it.
And
when it falls on women, they may give to everyone.
Just
they are merciful over the person and they are loving.
They
begin to give. Even the men like that, they will give what's not to be given out. For they feel they don't want to leave someone they don't have.
Oh, they have
got what they want.
Now you.
Don't put hypocrisy in it. If you have things to give people, don't give another little and another much. You compare and see the need which is. Don't go give what you're not meant to give.
Now
you have mercy.
Unless
they have not gotten what they have to get. They have asked, but speak of them. Some have affected other people.
Find
the man has a gift of giving.
They
have birthed in sisters so
and
I was bad love.
The fire is
too much. I don't know. I request to help me. And you give them. God will beat you the familiarization.
Your
gift to use it elsewhere.
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Romans 12 verses 8.
Naye nga sinakweyongerayo.
Before I move on,
mwabagaba ate togaba kumalawo byolina.
You give, don't give to finish what you have.
another fails to govern themselves, everything they finish from themselves.
Or
the gift of giving,
he
gave you, told you, give out everything. Or you see
it
when he gave out even his throne.
That
you and you fail to even get what you sleep and sit. When he gave gifts, he gave out even his throne. Let's finish here.
Abalumi esule ye 12 noru nyiriri olw'omunana.
Romans 12 verses 8.
Afugenga n'okunyikira.
Akulembera.
Balumi esule ya 12 olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Romans 12 verses 8.
Akulembera akulemberenga n'okunyikira. Asasira asasirenga n'essanyu.
Bakata ate munnaye bobwe n'ekirabo ky'okulembera.
If you have a gift of leadership.
Ugaiba mukama atadde okulembera ekibiina bwe.
Example, God has given you to lead a group.
It may
be that it's going to work in the world, but it's for church.
You will lead
business people, different groups.
Leadership
doesn't
end
here.
Work
not only in church alone, as the church, but even in the world, we involve in leadership. Even of the village. Reaching the presidency. But they have said the one with
mercy.
Let them to be careful.
Someone
they may speak even with you.
That
you did your settle, speak with mercy. But that mercy, don't do it where God doesn't want it. It may beat you. You may help the one God is haunting. The same way you may have much mercy. And the brethren visits you and
they
tell you the time they have spent not marrying, and you have mercy that they marry you on that day. Let's finish, time is left us.
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Romans 12 verses 9.
Okwagala kubenga kwa mazima. Mukyawenga obubi, mwegatenga n'obulungi.
Byonna ebirabo tubitambulize okukyawa obubi.
Let's move them under hidden evil.
Ate tuwagale ebirungi.
And we love the good.
Olunaku oli eri tujja kudda.
On the other day we shall come up to see.
Mukama waffe Yesu byagaba.
The gift the Lord Jesus gives.
In
the Ephesians 4. Begin there with the natural gifts.
Those known as
our work we are to do in this life. Begin to discover they are meant to do something. Though in Africa we found a problem. We've done much of the jobs, but we've not worked in the natural gifts given us. You find someone meant to be a soldier and they are on the job of a doctor and they inject people as if they are throwing a bomb. Now we found ourselves, we are like that. But in the book of Numbers, you will still feel there your natural gifts.
Doctor, Morimi,
farmer, if you not yet discover them, you'll put a job for a moment. But in the entire world, we are to prepare people in their gifts.
And see,
the world,
all
like the Western,
they
discover them to be a doctor from their
infancy.
They will be an accountant and the rest.
And
those who sport those gifts will be among us to see them. And the children are still young. We train them what they are meant to be,
that
they don't break with many books.
May
God bless you. Let's go in other services. Thank you for coming.